brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Quiet, and welcome to the Nerds Domain Podcast. This episode, again, we're doing a quick Kickstarter interview with Ben Harkins of Floodgate Games.
Hello.
And, yeah, hey, Ben. Hi. And we're going to talk about his Kickstarter for King of Clubs.
Yes.
First, Ben, we start off with a couple of standard questions that everybody gets. So think long and hard. These are super important.
Okay, I'm ready.
In the impending zombie apocalypse, what is your weapon of choice?
Oh, my goodness.
See, I told you, long and hard thought. This is super important.
Well, a baseball bat seems to do the trick every time. So.
Okay. So a good old Louisville slugger?
Yep. It doesn't run out of ammo.
It doesn't, no. All right. And given all of the sci-fi that you know, what planet do you most want to visit?
Some of the ones from Serenity could be interesting.
Yeah, I've heard that before. The all water
Firefly.
Planet with the,
yeah.
With the towns floating above it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. All right. Well, let's start off with your sales pitch. What's going on with King of Clubs, and why do you have such a passion for your project?
Sure. Yeah. King of Clubs is our newest game. It's a lightweight game for 2 or 4 players, and it's all about competing teams of dancers. So players are managing teams of dancers while nightclubs are having dance competitions. So you send your dancers to these nightclubs and have them do their best moves, and whoever has the best dancer at a nightclub wins prestige points. And if you win the most prestige for a round, then you earn 1 point. But in order to earn your point, you have to actually dance.
Oh, okay. And so... dancing is kind of a unique idea for a game. Where did this come from with you?
Well, for me, I've always loved dance, and it's been a big part of my life. Growing up, my sister was an avid dancer. She still is. And so I've been to my share of dance recitals and competitions of the like. And as I got older, I became an electronic music DJ, and I did that for many years and played in nightclubs and underground parties all across the Midwest U.S. And so dancing's just been a big part of my life all along. And I figured, hey, I love board games and I love this whole dancing nightclub culture. I'd see what I could do to mash the two together.
Okay. Well, looks like you got some good art here. Who's your artist, and are you guys finished up yet, or you still have some work to do?
Yeah, Kelly McClellan. She's from California. And she's fantastic. Pretty much everything's done. We've got a couple of the promo characters are not quite done yet, but all of the core art for the game is completed.
Okay. And it looks like you've got just a few levels here. Some of the smaller number of levels I've seen, but it's pretty pretty easily situated here.
Yeah.
It's like for $12 you get a game.
Yep.
Yeah,
I really wanted to keep this a lot simpler. I've seen a lot of Kickstarter projects where it feels like you have to spend half your time figuring out what level to back at. And I really wanted this one to be as, just like I said, as straightforward as it could be, with a couple extra in-theme kicks and whatnot. So.
And it looks like there's already a small expansion called, where'd it go?
It's the Bust-A-Move expansion.
Yes, the Bust a Move expansion. It looks like that's going to come with all the Kickstarter stuff.
Yep. I'm including that one straight away. We'll be showing those cards as the campaign progresses.
Okay, and it looks like you've also already upgraded your point markers to full-on disco balls.
Yeah, that was going to be one of the stretch goals, but I already kind of have an aggressive goal, so I thought this game can't be made without them. So.
Right on. I like them. I think they're going to be a nice addition to the game.
I agree.
So it looks like for $12 I get a game, and then for $85 I get a game, and then the two other game, or the game and the expansion that your company's already made put out. Legacy, is that correct?
Yeah. So at the $85 level, I'm offering the game that we launched, last year on Kickstarter, Legacy: Gears of Time, and adding in the expansion that we just launched this year called Legacy: Forbidden Machines.
Okay. And then at the top level, I mean, there's only four levels, but at the top level, you get to name one of the nightclubs.
You got it.
And looks like you got four backers there already. It looks like lots of people are all excited about that. So
yeah, I think some people just want to be able to own a nightclub or put their name in some sort of writing somewhere.
Well, and it's a little bit of yourself in the game. Makes you a little more invested.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what people come up with for those.
So you've by the time this goes up, you'll have been up 5 days. So this will go up on Wednesday the 25th.
Great.
It looks like right now you're about 15%, almost 15%.
Yep.
Looks like you're moving along pretty easy. Is there a lot of stress still? Do you feel like this is going too slow, too fast? What do you think?
This is the third Kickstarter campaign I've run, and I don't think you can get used to it. It's such a great experience and a lot of fun. It's fun to watch and I appreciate every backer that comes in. I'm pretty confident that we'll make the goal, but I obviously can't do it without the help of lots of amazing people.
Okay. So you've got this game. Do you plan on making expansions later after the Kickstarter? Is this something that you could see more dancers, more moves, that kind of stuff coming out? Or
probably not for this one, unless there's a pretty big reception. I feel like the game as it is a pretty tight package, and I guess I don't really see a whole lot of need or room for something like that at this point.
Okay, so it's all going to be pretty self-contained, and once I get this, I'm pretty set to play the game as much as I want.
Yeah, with this
one, I
don't
have to worry about chasing down everything else. So.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no. And it really is intended to be a lighter weight. I don't want to say filler game, but more of a gateway game of sorts. We've found a lot of this is one of the only games where a lot of our playtesters have said they've been able to play it with their wives and non-gamer related folks. So that's been good.
Okay. Well, good. So tell me about your background in gaming. Where did you start? Where are you headed?
Yeah, I've been playing board games for quite a while since high school. We used to play Risk in the attic, and it was freezing in the winter, and here in Minnesota, it gets pretty cold, but that's where we'd set up the board, and every day after school, myself and a couple friends would meet up, and we'd vie for global domination. So, and it's just been getting more and more involved ever since.
Okay.
Acquire was one of my first games I fell in love with. I don't know, not a lot of people have played that one, but it's pretty fun. And as far as where I'm going from here, I'm pleased to be a part of the community of folks publishing and producing board games, and I hope to continue to do it.
Okay. So with that in mind, where does Floodgate go from here? You've got Legacy out and now King of Clubs. Do you more expansions for Legacy? Are you looking at your next kind of goal as a next game? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so we've got a game that is in the works right now, and it's being playtested. It's been pretty fun. This one's called Epic Resort. It's a game where players are building their own resort to attract heroes and tourists to come to this resort and get their much-needed rest. But monsters won't let them rest, and they come and eat the tourists, and the heroes have to defend
the resort. That is a very unique idea. I like it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a good game here. I've already backed you.
Yes, thank
I
you.
Suggest everybody get a chance. Gets a chance, go check it out. I've played Legacy. It's super fun. A lot of thought goes into that one. This one seems like a little more fun and action packed, and a little less plotting and scheming.
Definitely.
But that's okay. I can always go for a game like that. So, and I, you know, keep an eye on Floodgate Games. It looks like you guys are moving right along. It was great to meet you guys at Gen Con.
Yeah, definitely.
And is there anywhere else that we could see you in the next year or so?
Yeah, we'll be at BGG Con in November. And if you're here in the Midwest, we have a convention called Con of the North that happens in St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll be at that in February, and we're all lined up for Gen Con 2014, even though that's quite a ways away.
It's always good to plan ahead for Gen Con.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ben, for coming on and talking about your game.
Thank you.
As always, guys, you can catch us on Facebook and Twitter. You can head over to the website and click on the Amazon link and check that out. It's always the same price for you, and a little bit comes back to us. You can get our T-shirts over at slashloot.com. Thank Josh Schott for our music, and that'll do us for tonight. Talk to you guys later.